Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hows, the whys, the whats, the wherefores, the whos. That's what we have for you here on the Good Day program. As usual, it is the lucky September 13th Wednesday program. I say lucky 13 because I don't much believe. I have some suspicions and I have some things that are a little considered by some to be weird or odd, some of my beliefs, but being a triskaidekaphobic isn't one of them. So, all right, let's proceed. As a matter of fact, I think that because today is the 13th, by the way, I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Today is Positive Thinking Day. It goes back 20 years. An American entrepreneur came up with this idea, dedicating a day to positive thinking, positivity in general. The only goal of the day is to have a positive attitude. Positive thinking. I don't recall. Every once in a while, I go down into a trap, and I get turned upside down. But most of the time, I look at things and see the glass half full, not half empty, and other like comments and thoughts and stuff. It's much more beneficial. Matter of fact, there are a number of medical studies that show that positive thinking isn't just good for our emotional well-being, but it's good for our mental health, and that's good for our bodies. It is. It just is. The better your brain works overtime to feel good, that's good. But if it works overtime to feel bad, that'll have all. There are plenty of studies that show how much stress and being negative creates to things like cancer, heart disease. So get rid of the stress. Anxiety. People say, well, it's easier said than done. Yeah, it takes some effort sometimes, but you have a brain. You use it and stay healthy for a longer period of time. As a matter of fact, positive thinking is so crucial to your body that it can help build immunity and resistance toward minor illnesses and sometimes, you know, heavier things. I think I have a great attitude toward my body, and I think that's one of the reasons I've never had COVID. I say that. Knock on wood. There are a lot of different techniques and approaches that you can use today, so see if you can try being a positive thinker. As a matter of fact, we'll probably put this on our social media accounts, which you can access by going to Good Day Networks. At Good Day Networks is for all of our social media. And see what you can come up with as a perspective on the day. Identify the reasons that you don't feel well about a particular situation and what you're going to do to pick a positive outcome for that. It could be getting along with your spouse, could be getting along with your children, could be getting along with your boss, could be your attitude toward neighbors. Who knows what it is? And listen, it isn't that those thoughts aren't legit sometimes, because they are. But there are a lot of people who, that's why therapy is so good, and sometimes you don't have to have a professional. Maybe you've got a friend that you talk to. I have people that I encounter all the time, and we share our thoughts, and that has huge, monumental wins as far as what your brain and your body are going through. Uplift yourself. Encourage. I know I sound like a preacher here, but I do think that, remember the this was about 10 years ago. There was a teacher who left behind $1 million. Good heavens, was it 10 years ago? I remember talking about this. She was a special needs teacher, and when she passed away, she left her what was left of her retirement, $1 million, for the special needs students and the school that she had worked in. And then there was the Pakistani activist for female education who was the youngest Nobel Prize laureate. That occurred on this date in 2014. Let's see here. Nicki Minaj's active charity a couple of years ago, paying off student debts and college tuition for some of her Twitter fans. Remember that, Jay? Nicki Minaj, I remember talking. You weren't here in 2019.
I don't recall this.
Hmm. So at any rate, just a note or two or a few moments to think about what your journey is going to be like today and make it work for you. All right? There you go. Just make it work. Here's a guy who's made it work on the NASA website today. There's the story of astronaut Frank Rubio, who has, as of today, set a new space flight record, surpassing the previous, say it again, Doug. surpassing the previous record of 355 days consecutively in space aboard the International Space Station.
That is incredible. Hearing about what happens in the aftermath when they return back to regularly scheduled gravity.
Yeah. And that's always the story. There are some people who have ill effects. That's why they exercise so much up there, because it keeps their bones strong and hard.
Mm-hmm.
They eat a very specific diet that is a lot of micro food. What do they call it? What the heck do they?
The micros and macros or whatever?
Yeah. It's a micro diet. Anyway, so he's been up there with three others, a couple of Russian astronauts. And you know what? They all get along fine. It's left to their own. Consequence? You can't come down. It's not like you can open the door and leave and go next door. But they always, this is the stuff, this foolishness about not getting along with the Russians because they're Russians. The Russians, most people figure it out on their own. It's leadership of countries that make things difficult. You saw, maybe you didn't see, the Secretary of the Air Force said yesterday that the Chinese are preparing for war with the United States and we better get off of our butt. I will tell you that spoiled my, I don't usually pay much attention to that kind of stuff because it's usually so much hooey way to keep the military-industrial complex in business. But it bothered me. And when I went to bed last night, I was thinking about what he said and thinking about the ramifications. Isn't that an awful, should he have said it? Listen, the guy's got a job and he's aware of what's going on. Is it true? I don't know anymore what the truth is, or what the facts are. They've been building up their war machine since we started 40-some-odd years ago to pay all their bills. They've used our money from our businesses to build up the strength of their country. It's not the people. The average person in China, pretty pro. They've gotten jobs and moved ahead. Especially the older folks, more mature folks, realize the contribution the Americans made to, and that's why so many of them want to come here. But because the Chinese government makes it so difficult, they don't, everybody in the world wants to come here. Got to be a reason for that. I shouldn't say everybody, but people from all over the world like to come to America.
The land of opportunities is what it's called.
It is. Mm-hmm. Despite the fact that we have a government that gets in our way more ways than you can count and is much too involved in all of our lives. Back to the Chinese for a second. They've created a scenario in which, take a deep breath, we've all gotten on board. The tools that we had, all this stuff made in China, and we use it, and they have figured out a way to use that fact to find out what we're all about. Not that it isn't pretty obvious anyway, what we're all about. And you notice that there are no Chinese. The Russians go to the International Space Station. India, there are a lot of people from countries all over the world, but there are never any Chinese. Who do you suppose the reason for that is?
I honestly never paid attention to it until you just now said that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway.
What is the reason?
What do you think? They're not great at sharing, and they don't share the knowledge that they have on things like this. They don't want to share. Whereas the Russians, we all have gone through the same exploration. And it just seems to me pretty obvious what's going on with them. And that's why you hear me be as negative about them as I am. So that goes back to Positive Thinking Day. And how do I think positive? What can I do to turn around my attitude toward the Chinese government? Or should I turn my attitude around toward the Chinese government? Probably, maybe I should think about that. Hurricane, tracking Hurricane Lee, latest forecast. It's a hurricane. Now, Category 3 storm, growing in size. I don't know, maybe up to, it's getting close to being a 4, but I'm not sure. It's moving out. There are some who think it will, it's not going to make landfall at all in our country, but the storm will have consequence because of the winds and stuff, mostly up in Maine this weekend off the coast of northern Maine. And so that's what's going on to the north. And then you go south. Bermuda is under a tropical storm watch. This is another one brewing. But there hasn't been, there is activity for sure.
Well, isn't growing. September the big month for all this weather?
Yep. And yet, there hasn't been any, there's some damage that happened in Florida. The riptides are going to affect people up and down the East Coast, but I don't see any big to-do here. And so it comes back around. People take a shot at me because I should be more sensitive to the needs of people if, in fact, there was to be a storm. This is kind of like the COVID stuff with me. Believe, trust, no, trust it, but verify. So, I don't trust most organizations that are entrusted with our safety. Is that terrible? Maybe that's back to
being I think a lot of people
positive.
Feel that way.
Yeah, well, with good reason. It's the thing. All right, so anyway, Hurricane Lee it's going to mess certainly sea travel up. That's no question about that. Wouldn't want to be in one of those sea lanes. Be another Poseidon adventure. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the Wednesday Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirster, Celebrity News Time, gossip, social media, So there's always a story to tell, according to Dolly Parton, who's one of my faves. I won't speak for anybody else, but I do think
she has
something special. Yeah, right. That's one of the great words that would apply to her. And some of the songs, there's probably not a better song than I Will Always Love You, a song that meant a lot to me, my wife, at the time. And so it's an interesting connection that Dolly Parton talks about. Priscilla Presley and she have been friends, and so there's something very special about that song with Priscilla Presley as well. We'll tell you the story after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now they're SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
But above all of this, I wish you love. And I will always love you.
Goosebumps. And as it turns out, the story that Priscilla Presley told Dolly Parton is actually the same story as I have with my former wife. And it's an emotional tune because she, when we were going through the divorce stuff, she would play this song when I would come get the kids.
Aw, that's sweet.
And it was, yeah, it was. And so Priscilla says that happened. Elvis loved the song. And Dolly said, when she was talking to Priscilla, she said, Elvis sang that song to me when we walked down the courthouse steps when we got divorced. he was singing it to. Imagine that.
Yeah. He actually wanted to record the album or that song, but his manager said Elvis would need to own at least half of the publishing rights. Of course, Dolly turned it down, rightfully so. That became her most important copyright of her entire career, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But she's honoring him in her upcoming rock album with a track titled I Dreamed of Elvis. And she actually wrote that song 20 years ago with the Jordanaires.
Yeah. It had Ronnie McDowell involved with it because Elvis, he sounded a lot like Elvis in a way.
Yeah, I think she sings on the track,
Yeah, I dreamed that Elvis was singing the song with her. And it's just, it's one of those things, you know? And because she's going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, she decided, remember she said at first, I don't want to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Well, she was on the ballot. She was nominated to be on the ballot, and she turned it down and said, take me off. I don't do rock and roll. It's an honor. She didn't mean to be disrespectful or anything like that, wasn't. But she was pointing out the fact that she doesn't feel like she is deserving of this. And they were like, no, ballots already went out. And she was voted in. So she was inducted last year. And so she's like, okay, I better do a rock album.
A rock album
was something she'd always wanted to do because her husband is a huge fan of rock. So she kind of wanted to do a compilations covers for him.
There it is. Rock star Dolly Parton talking about Priscilla and Elvis here on the Good Day program at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years ago, owners would let their cats wander outdoors. Today, as far as I'm concerned, this is not an option. It's just too dangerous for our cats and kittens. Cars, other animals, the resurgence of rabies, and sadly, some people all pose threats to our beloved furballs. As far as I'm concerned, a responsible cat owner does not permit his or her cat to wander outdoors. By teaching your cat to walk on a leash and harness, and yes, it can be done, you go a long way in satisfying your cat's wanderlust. It will allow your cat so many extra freedoms. He'll enjoy the joys of the outside world safely and will become a better companion to you. After all, dog owners take their dogs on visits to grandma's house or to see friends. Why should Kitty be deprived of such pleasant outings? I know what you're saying. It's not that hard to teach your cat to walk on a leash. You need to get the right type of harness, and they do sell cat harnesses. Practice every day. Be patient, and in no time at all, you and your feline buddy will be strutting your stuff in your neighborhood. I'm Warren Eck.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. An impeachment inquiry is an investigation of possible wrongdoing by a federal official, such as the President of the United States, cabinet official, or judges. The process is written into the Constitution and is the most powerful check that Congress has on the executive branch. Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
These are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. And they warrant further investigation by the House of Representatives. That's why today I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
Representative Nancy Mace on Fox News says if Biden would have turned over his bank records, this could have all been avoided.
If he did nothing wrong, if he didn't sell out his country, then he should give us the bank records and we wouldn't have to do it this way.
Lance Pry, USA News.
What if Xtendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Are number one, and we want to hear from our favorite listener. Call 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
The hour on the Wednesday Good Day program, brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance, which can take care of your motorcycle, your boat, your RV, your car. So check them out. See how much you can save dialing up 800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com. Progressive, pro. Sounds like a song, right? All right, so let's see what we have. The story of the bank, Jay, that decided it should have prevented a depositor who had dementia from getting scammed. So they reimbursed the entire life savings that had been scammed away from this person with dementia. $500,000. This was returned back to this fellow, an elderly man. He'd been tricked by scammers into revealing his banking information. And so when the government checked it out. The bank said, you know what, we should have been able to detect this. And so this poor guy's got dementia. And you wonder how many, this is sort of something Stephen J.J. Wiseman and I talk about all the time. He's the founder of Scamicide.com, which aims to help people all sizes, shapes, and experiences through their victimization, through becoming scammed.
They're tricky. They are tricky nowadays. A lot of it seems very legit. I don't know if I think they still have these at the cash registers at different drugstores where it says if somebody from the government or utilities are contacting you and saying that you're overdue on payment, you need to pay and pay with a gift card. If this is the reason you're buying, it's like this disclaimer of if this is the reason you are buying a gift card, this is a scam. Yeah, this is a popular scam. And they actually have it listed at the cash register.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Got to be careful. No question about that. Here's another good story about an Amazon driver. You don't hear me very often having anything good to say about Amazon drivers because they park their trucks in the middle of the road. And I think Amazon is a disgrace anyway because it's just, you know, the people are, how do I say this without being condemning? Why do you buy something? It's convenient. Okay, fine. Are you interested in the environment? You say that you are. You keep talking about, oh, the environment. You got to save the environment. So what do you think all those boxes, what is that? How does that tax the environment or the fuel that's used by those trucks? You know how many of those trucks there are now, Amazon trucks around the country?
There are a lot.
40,000 Amazon trucks delivering all of that stuff that you buy. You know,
they're very helpful for a lot of mom and pops now who have partnered with them who might not be having as many people coming to the brick and mortars.
Right, yeah.
Now that local they can reach people across the nation, across the globe.
That's true. They do it at a price. They have to sell their stuff very inexpensively in order to get into that deal. I know Jack Stockwell, who's one of our doctors, he has at ForbiddenDoctor.com, his website, he has these, long life energy enzymes that he created. And he sells them and he puts them on, and he told me, you know, he got a lot of distribution, a lot of interest on Amazon, but he doesn't make any money because they want to make all the money. So, okay, but it gives you recognition, whatever it is. I just find it distressing. But anyway, that's not the story here. Now, how do we get sidetracked into that? Here's the story. This driver heard an elderly man yelling, "Help! Help!" And then he saw flames coming out of the man's kitchen window, and then he leapt into action, ran inside the house, took the fire extinguisher from his truck, and used the extinguisher to douse the flames, helping this guy out of the house. And so anyway, when the fire department got there, the first responders saw not one but two people, and so this guy at least had a fire alarm in his house. He wasn't hurt, and certainly it was a heroic and selfless deed, which, you know, these things happen all the time, and sometimes they get picked up, sometimes they don't, but there's something good there, and so that's why we bring it to your attention. It's a good story, frankly. I want to go back to the hurricane stuff, because, as usual, there's more to the story. The fact that Bermuda is pretty close to the storm at the moment and is having its impact. But if you didn't hear, there's another hurricane that's charging around in the South Atlantic. Hurricane Margot. Fifth hurricane of the season. Strengthening. Eye of the storm heading northward. That is, if you look at the maps, you can see on the NOAA, N-O-A-A website. That's where you track a lot of this stuff. This is one, you know, I talk about NASA all the time and the great website they have in NOAA. This is one of the good things about government. You know, it sounds like I'm always saying, government, this, government, that. But this is important information that people should, you know, and who else is going to do? Who else should do? This is government stuff. Should be the government that does all of this. Anyway, so this hurricane is moving in the same sort of track that Lee was born in a couple of weeks ago. Let's see what happens. All right, so that's that story. Don Maynard's listening. And I wonder sometimes the people in Bend, Oregon, because we're talking about the hurricanes, it'll never affect them. Are they interested in this story? Oh, it's a human nature story, right?
So yeah. But I think there's a lot of fascination in something that you don't typically have. I mean, we don't get hurricanes much in Ohio, although
no.
One there has been a few times where one has held up across the coming inland and actually has hit us.
Uh-huh.
But we don't have earthquakes regularly, and it's kind of fascinating when I think.
But you're on a fault. There's a fault in southern Ohio, and I'm trying to remember what the name of it is.
Well, there's
New Madrid Fault. Okay, right from New York.
We had that one in Tennessee that we were right near to.
Yep.
There's been a couple of earthquakes on the east of Cleveland that happened. I think it was like the same town experienced these earthquakes.
Yeah,
twice in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm talking recently. Like that's not typical here.
Not at all. Okay, so Apple. Do I do this? I argue with myself about whether I want to talk about this because I don't want to do a commercial for Apple because they, like Amazon, annoy the you-know-what out of me. But people are talking about the new announcement from Apple, the Apple Watch Series 9 Ultra 2 15 Series. Yay! So are you going to get one? What do you have now? What kind of a phone do you use?
We're talking phone or the Apple Watch.
You have, is that what this is? An Apple Watch? Oh, it is the watch. Yeah, excuse me. Yeah. So that's why I haven't paid that much attention to it, because I did see this the other day because they held a press event out of their headquarters in California, and it was streaming all up and down. You know, and people see, you can't turn on the computer or go to a news website without seeing something about this Apple announcement. So what, I guess, is the question? Do we get all worked up about this? How many Apple Watches have there been since they was actually quite a, I think the Apple Watch is very clever, actually, what you can do with it. I have one of the modified Apple Watches that I use with Dr. Ken. It's a health, it's a monitor. That's what it does, monitors your health.
And it's a way that it can have a vibrator, a little noise that you can use as an alarm clock to wake you up without waking those around you up.
Yeah.
I'm a child of the era with Inspector Gadget, where he had a watch.
Oh, yes.
Like, there was a watch that he talked into, and it was the future, and it was, you know, basically this computer on your wrist, and now we are here. We are living that reality.
Yeah. Like, put an angel on your shoulder, and you'll love it through and through. I don't think we don't love our watches, or do we? Some people do. Oh, I love my watch. Look at what it does. And whatever else. I meant to bring this around to when we were talking about the hurricanes and the weather. There was something that occurred that we didn't talk about the other day, this double rainbow. On the 22nd anniversary of September 11th, people around New York were treated to a remarkable, beautiful rainbow. Did you see pictures of this?
Yeah, it was
incredible. On the day? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Doesn't happen very often. Double rainbows don't happen very often. But you got to wonder if there isn't some. This is why when you see these sorts of things, and oh, my God, what an interesting coincidence. See, I'm not sure that I think that it was a coincidence. I think because there is a power far greater than we are that is somehow or other inculcating itself or whatever it is into our lives and is responsible, I think, for us being here. This is another way of understanding that there's more to life than what you can see, what you think you know. You know, everybody says, oh, I know all about that. Nah, you don't know all about anything. There was a lightning bolt flashing around the rainbow with one of the pictures that you can see. But it's really quite, is this a good word? Vividity? You like that word? Vividity. It was very vivid.
It really was.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. And on a day that's already, it carries so much emotion, so much weight to it. This was just something that was so needed.
Lots of sharing of those pictures by people who have social media accounts that live in New York City, that's for sure. And so we know the story. And so here's something that adds to, is it glory? Yeah, I guess it is. It almost sounds like a religious experience. And for some, I guess it is. Right? Think about it. It's an experience that brings people together. Certainly ministers in New York talk about it in their sermons. And there's so much to think about with regard to this. So much to think about. I become, as you can hear, I'm kind of speechless when it comes to this stuff. So, between that and the Dolly Parton song, I'm off my mark a little here. Here's a 12-year-old Florida boy who saved the life of his therapist thanks to a CPR lesson that he learned watching the show Stranger Things. Jason Paquette went under the water in a backyard pool at Austin McMillan's home down in Palm Beach County. The boy thought his therapist was trying to see how long he could hold his breath. Down 5 or 6 minutes. Ooh, no. Too long. So,
That's when it dawned on him. Yeah, yeah. That's when it dawned on him. Like, he thought his behavioral therapist was doing this on purpose. Then once enough minutes passed, he's like, no, he can't do that long. Pulled him out. CPR saved his life.
Saved his life. Interesting. From the TV show Stranger Things. So some of the stuff on television is pretty educational and pretty helpful. Good. This is a great story. At 48 after, you're listening to Good Day.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety-toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices. But many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety-toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin, who's here to talk about weight loss. What else would she talk about besides weight loss? Maybe she could talk about the moon. Right now, you've got a Labor Day sale going on.
This is the biggest sale we do all year. So if you've been listening, you've been thinking, hey, I'm waiting for a sale. I want to save some money, but I want to lose some weight. Right now is the time to do it. We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy three, get three, buy four, get four, buy five, get five, buy 10, get 10. Now each bottle is a month supply. So the each bottle is 30 day supply and you are going to, it's like paying half price. I mean, it's going to get you through the end of this year where you're going to be looking better, feeling better for the holidays, losing this weight, or you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off the product. You know, this is not something you have to be on forever.
Calitrin is the product, and you go to toploss.com to get the deals. Use Doug as a discount code when you check out.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Lots of things to talk about, and so let's talk about them. When it comes to food, farm, and family, I'm distracted a little bit because a fellow that I was a fan of, Don Barrett, who had in Southern California for a long time followed the radio world, Los Angeles radio people. He was very nice to me, and he's passed away at the age of 81, but he really had for many, many years. Because the Los Angeles radio market is so vibrant. It still is. I think it's the best radio market in the country, frankly. He had a lot of fun, and he and I, on occasion, would dine and we'd tell stories about various radio people. He was just one of those radio guys. So I pass along my sympathies to his wife. He's a good guy. Very good guy. And too young at 81, heavenly days.
Yeah.
All right. Food, farm, family time. Here's another recall. This is pronounced Paqui, P-A-Q-U-I.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the one chip challenge that people have been talking about, I thought that was more because that was the what's the big maker of chips, Doritos and all that? Lay's, right? The Lay's brand. They were the ones that were that made this stuff. So is Paqui something else? Because the one chip challenge, adverse reactions to this, they make something that's like that other chip.
Or no, this is the chip.
This chip
discussed about.
I think it was
it was a middle school. Was a middle schooler or a high schooler who
died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And it's you can buy it in some stores. You can buy it online, and it is. Yeah.
So then, no more, you can't buy anymore then, right?
Well, in Canada, they've actually recalled it due to adverse reactions. They have not specified what those reactions are, but apparently it's not just a fun and game situation. People are really getting hurt with this.
Yeah, well, something to think about for sure. McDonald's announcing that we'll move away from self-serve beverage stations in their restaurants. To create a consistent experience for customers and staff. What the heck does that mean? A consistent experience. What they want to give you with your hamburger or the drink? I don't understand. This is something that saves them people, but apparently there are potential health factors. So this looks like something that ought to be withdrawn because they're in restaurants, all the fast food restaurants all over the place, not just McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And they're in the movie theater has these things, right? So is it that they don't clean them, maybe?
Well, and if you've ever seen people use them, some of them have that little metal thingy that sticks down, that's what your cup pushes against, and that's what makes the beverage come out.
Right.
Rather
yeah.
than just having a button. Well, there are a lot of people who just sip out of the side of the cup, and then it's touching that metal thing. But just get rid of those metal things. Just have it so that nothing's touching the cups.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of movie theaters, I stopped eating popcorn at movie theaters when they were doing and I don't even know if they still do this post-COVID, but where if you buy one of those reusable tubs and you can take it in and then they'll fill it with popcorn for a less amount, but you don't know how well people are washing that stuff, and they're not just scooping. I saw them not scoop stuff popcorn in it. They used the bucket and put it in the whole popcorn thing to scoop out the popcorn. And I was just like, I saw that the one time. I was like, I will not eat popcorn at movie theaters anymore.
Mm-hmm. What would Jesus do? Wouldn't eat popcorn in movie theaters. The popular nasal decongestant Sudafed apparently doesn't work. Have you ever used Sudafed? Supposed to be, if you got allergies to stuff, you got headaches and so forth.
I think I used Sudafed way back in the day, but I couldn't even tell you the last time I used it.
It is, apparently they did a study using Sudafed and the placebo pills, and nobody didn't make any difference. Whether you had the placebo or the Sudafed, it didn't work. So that was an interesting reality. Most fast food workers in California looking for a $20 minimum wage is a new deal between labor unions, food workers, and the fast food industry. So your McDonald's or Wendy's, any of this stuff, even places like Panera Bread, you'll be paying more. Jack in the Box, all these places, they're all represented by the same union. And so $20 an hour, $22 an hour. Minimum wage now in California is $15.50 an hour. A lot of people, when you see signs in some of these places, $15 an hour, $17 an hour. Well, pretty soon it's going to have to be $20 an hour. Is that going to make the food better? Probably not. But, hey, listen, if they can do it, everybody deserves to get paid enough, so just don't complain when you have to pay more for your hamburger. That's the top, right? That's the bottom line. All right, 59 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.